Hanson looks back to his second baseman, Holfer, says something, and now he's ready to go. First pitch to Dupner is a little bit high, ball 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Here's Dupner, a shot past the first baseman, Bouch, in the right field. Andrew kind of swiped at it, but that'll be a solid base hit for Austin Dupner, who's now 2-for-2 tonight. And the Rockies have a leadoff man on with Kultoff coming to the plate. Kultoff digs in the batter's box. Dupner is lead at first. Hanson's pitching. Kultoff drills it to left field. Keekly jumps up, and Derek is a big, tall kid. He makes the catch out in left field. Nice catch by Derek Keekly.
Number one, David Jonas.
To the plate, David Jonas. Jonas, 0-for-1 tonight. He had a fly ball to center field in his first at-bat. Dupner leads, and Jonas takes a strike on the outside corner, 1-1. Ball won the count. Travis Hanson sets himself on the mound, and Jonas rips it down the third baseline. That's a fair ball. It's deflected by Tanner Anderson, and Tanner has to chase it down. Dupner will not try to stretch it out to third, so a single by David Jonas puts runners at first and second and brings Jake Hinnon to the plate. Two on, one out. Travis Hanson delivers. Hinnon rips it just foul down the third baseline. And 0-1 to Jake Cannon. No balls, one strike. Corners, actually Bouch is in over at first base. He's playing on the grass, and the pitch to Jake Cannon, nice stop by Grant Morozik behind the plate. And a count, one ball, one strike. As that bounced in front of the plate, he just dropped to his knees and smothered it. One ball, one strike. Here's Hanson's pitch, just a little bit low. Morozik held it there for a bit. He was trying to get the call from the home plate umpire in the count 2-1. Balls, one strike. Dupner leads from second over at first base. It's Jonas. Hanson ready on the mound. The 2-1 pitch coming to Hinnon. And Jake takes strike two and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Like the left fielder Keekly is backed up a little bit. 2-2, Hanson ready. And here's a fly ball to center field. Robert Lutkin's got lots of room out there. He'll make the catch. Dupner's going to tag. Here comes the throw into the infield. It's cut off by Schindler, the shortstop. And so Dupner takes third on the play on the long fly ball out by Jake Hinnon. Going to bring Austin Mayer to the plate. With two outs, and now Grant Morozik out to have a word with Travis Hanson on the mound. Travis, of course, when he's talking, he'll put his glove over his mouth, too. Almost like you got Major League Baseball cameras on you. And he's ready to face Austin Mayer, who's 1-for-1 tonight. First and third. Jonas takes his lead at first. And the pitch is inside to Mayer. Mayer's trying to sell it that the ball hit his jersey. And he held his ground in that batter's box, did not move. And the count, 1-ball, no strikes. I think David Jonas back in the day probably would have stolen second base at some point, but David recovering from some injuries here in the last year. Here's a bloop out to right field, coming hard and diving to make a catch out in right field is Hunter Arns, and another highlight film play in this ball game for the Rockies in the fourth. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. We played four. The Cold Spring Rockies, nothing. St. Nicholas, nothing. Your amateur baseball Game of the Week on KASM is back in a minute. Game of the Week on KASM. Randy Rothstein with you. Scott Stevens producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. As we're enjoying one of the longer daylight hour days of the year. That's June 22nd. Kelvin Kaltoff ready to start the fifth. And the first pitch to Grant Morozik is outside of ball 1-0. Morozik 1-for-1 tonight. He's one of the next two hits. Kelvin Kaltoff delivers low and away in the count 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Kaltoff kicks and delivers, and there's a strike right down the middle in 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Foul tip and home plate, and the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, our count. As Kaltoff comes home, and Morozik taps this one back to Kaltoff on the mound. Calvin up with it, and the throw to first, 1-3 in the putout.
Right fielder, number 23, Hunter Arns.
Here's Hunter Arns. Hunter up to the plate. He is 0-for-1 tonight. Coming off that great catch to end the fourth. That would have scored one run for sure had he not caught that ball, maybe two. Pitch to Hunter is a strike called in 0-1. Falls, one strike. Pitch in the dirt, and the count 1-ball, 1-strike. One and one. Top of the fifth inning from Cold Spring Baseball Park. Kaltoff's pitch is low and inside. The count now to Hunter Arns is 2-1. Robert Lutkin, the leadoff hitter on deck for St. Nicholas. Balls, one strike. There's a strike called to Arns, and the count now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Kaltoff's pitch, and a ground ball to second. Jordan New goes down on it, throws to first in time to get Hunter Arns, 4-3 in the putout. And to the plate, Robert Lutkin. Robert Lutkin, 0-for-2 so far this evening. As he steps into the batter's box, Kaltoff ready on the mound. And he comes home inside that pitch for a ball, 1-0. Calvin also wearing those stirrups tonight. Pitch is high for a ball, and now 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Two outs, no one on. Top of the fifth. Kaltoff kicks and delivers, and Lutkin takes a strike called, and 2-1. balls, one strike. Delvin pitches low and away on the count, 3-1. Three balls, one strike. And the pitch is high, ball four. So Robert Lutkin with a two-out walk will bring pitcher Travis Hansen to the plate. Travis so far tonight, 0-for-1, walked in his last at-bat. Left-handed hitter. With Lutkin over at first, Jake Kennan has to hold Robert Lutkin, and the throw to first, Lutkin back safely. Robert Lutkin can fly, and Kelvin Kultoff knows that. Hansen at the plate. At one point, they may attempt to get Lutkin over to second. Pitches outside for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Ready on the mound. Kultoff. Boy, taking time. Travis Hansen calls for time at home plate, and the home plate umpire gives it to him. Yeah, Lutkin was, could tell he was staring out that corner of his eye over at the pitcher. And here's the pitch to Travis Hansen outside, ball two. 2-0 the count. Good hit and run opportunity here, maybe for St. Nicholas. Jeff Lutkin going through some signs over at third base. Chris Wessler coaching in that first base coach box. Robert Lutkin is lead at first. Hansen takes a strike on the inside corner in 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Jake Cannon holding Lutkin at first. He goes. Hansen takes inside. The throw from Skluzacek sails high. Now Robert Lutkin in scoring position. They did call that a strike. Two balls, two strikes. I heard the umpire kind of scream out strike. So 2-2. Here comes Kelvin Kultoff's pitch and a ground ball back at Kultoff. He snares it on the mound. He'll flip underhand it to Hannon at first, and that'll do it for the Knicks in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We played 4.5, no score between the Cold Spring Rockies and St. Nicholas Knicks. We're back in a minute. Our game of the week, more to come on KAFN. Hey, welcome back to Cold Spring Baseball Park. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Good ball game going so far. Travis Hansen battling Kelvin Kultoff to the bottom of the fifth inning. Cold Spring Rockies. Pat Hemmingson steps up to the plate. He'll be followed by Reed Emerson and then the leadoff hitter, Jordan New. As Hansen's pitch just a little bit high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. No score, bottom of the fifth. Pitch to Hemmingson, a little bit outside, and the count 2-0. Yeah, let me know if you're listening to our ball game tonight. It's always kind of nice to hear where our Chasm listeners are catching the game from. Pitch inside to Hemmingson in the count, now 3-0. You can drop me a text at 248-1602, 248-1602. Of course, I'm on Twitter at Chasm Randy. Follow me there, too, or join me at Chasm Randy. Here's a strike call to Hemmingson and 3-1. I'd like to know where our Game of the Week listeners are joining us from. The 3-1 pitch coming from Hansen, and Hemmingson will follow this one back and out of play. And the count full now, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Hansen's pitch and a swing and a miss. We'll get Pat Hemmingson. for Travis Hansen. That is his first strikeout tonight. And Reed Emerson to the plate, a fly ball to center field and his only at bat this evening. Morozik lays down that sign, and Hansen's breaking ball finishes a little bit high for a ball 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Travis Hansen delivers, and a big swing by Emerson, strike one, 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike. Pitch, and Emerson a drive to center. Robert Lutkin going back, and he falls and cannot make the catch. Emerson's going to leg this one out, try for three, and he's going to make it standing up as Robert Lutkin kept retreating as he was playing pretty shallow on Emerson. And at the last second when he jumped up, he stumbled too, so he didn't get a full extension. Ended up falling down, and Emerson races around the base paths for a triple, the sixth hit for the Rockies tonight. And that'll bring the leadoff hitter Jordan Newt to the plate. And the Rockies got probably their most serious threat of the night with a runner at third and one out. Close ball game here, no score in the fifth. Hansen on the mound, the Knicks bring that infield in on the grass, and a breaking ball of beauty to Jordan Newt, strike one. Jordan one for two so far tonight. Hit a base hit back in the third inning. Emerson leads from third, not a real big lead. Hansen's pitch, and New drives this one foul and out of play. And the count now 0-2 to Jordan New. No balls, two strikes. The second baseman Holper is not playing in on the grass, but that right side, or the left side is, as New drives this one foul again. Down the left field line and out of play, the count stays 0-2. Tanner Anderson just about in on the grass, as is Schindler over at short. Scoreless ball game here. You probably want to keep it scoreless at this point with one out. Travis Hansen's pitch, and New swings and misses. He's out on strike. That's a huge strikeout for Travis Hansen in the fifth.
Judge number 29, yeah.
And here's Nick Swazacek. Nick so far tonight, 0-2. As he's ready at the plate, Hansen glares down to Morozik, and the right-hander comes home. Pitch outside of ball, 1-0. Lineup gets mean for the Cold Spring Rockies with Swazacek and Duffner on deck, and followed by Calvin Kaltoff and David Jonas. Is a nasty part of the lineup if you're a Nick baseball player. Skuzacek rips this one foul down the left field line into the corner down by the bullpen. And the count at one ball, one strike to Nick. One and one. Emerson, the base runner, over at third with two outs. Travis Hansen's breaking ball. Skuzacek pops it up down the first base line, and retreating just a bit is the first baseman, Andrew Butch, to make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Rockies in the fifth. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on, five in our books. It's the Cold Spring Rockies, nothing, St. Nicholas, nothing. More Game of the Week baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM. All right, top of the sixth inning. Cold Spring Baseball Park. Our game of the week has the Cold Spring Rockies, St. Nicholas Knicks, a scoreless. Calvin Kaltoff has completed his tosses here. Got a text message from someone driving home from the Farming Flames and Sartell Stone Pony game tonight. Picking us up our game of the week on KASM. Thank you for that text message, 248-1602. If you want to let us know where you're catching the game from tonight, I would definitely give you a little shout-out. Kaltoff ready to begin the sixth, and the first pitch 2. Tanner Anderson is low and outside, 1-0. Anderson, Moriarty, and Bouch, the 3-4-5 hitters for St. Nicholas. Another pitch that's low and away in the count, 2-0 to Tanner Anderson. Two balls, no strikes. Bolt off, ready. Pitch, there's a strike right down the middle, that fastball in 2-1. The players from both dugouts now starting to get their wind sprints in. Staying loose for those late innings as here's a line drive right to Jonas at short, and Anderson retired on the play. Hit it hard, but David Jonas there to snare it. And Sam Moriarty to the plate. So far tonight, Sam is 1-for-2, had a base hit in his last at bat, and that pitch bouncing up to the plate. The count, 1-ball, no strikes. One and oh. Calvin Kultop delivers, and there's a strike called, and 1-1. 1-ball, 1-strike. Multhouse pitch, and Moriarty a check swing. And 2 balls, 1 strike. 2-1 the count. Moriarty ground ball to deep short, and trying to come up with it is Jonas. He won't have a play, and that'll be an infield single for Sam Moriarty. Oh, they're going to score that one in air, the way it looks. Nope, it's switched it to a hit. All right. Hit for Sam Moriarty. Yeah, Duffner just couldn't get to it, and Jonas deep in the hole. I mean, that's a strong, long throw to try to get the speedy Moriarty. So Sam goes 2-for-3 so far tonight, and here's Andrew Bouch to the plate. Andrew 0-for-2 tonight. Rips a one-hop shot. That scoots by Duffner at third into left field. Hemmingson will have to come up and play it, but that ball maybe should have been fielded by Duffner over at third. Air on Austin Duffner. So runners at first and second for the Knicks here in the sixth, and Matt Schindler to the plate. Matt 0-for-2 tonight. Kultop's pitch to Schindler. A little off-speed pitch, and a strike called, 0-1. Ball's 1 strike, John Hofer on deck. Kultop's pitch, and here's a shot up the middle. Jonas tries to knock it down, but he flips it over to New, who makes the play and gets the force out at second. Wow, and New, he related to first, and Jake Hinnon just about scooped it out of the dirt at first. Oh, my goodness. David Jonas in a last-ditch effort to knock the ball down kind of tipped it with his glove over to Jordan New, who came across the bank to get the force at second, saving for sure a run. Now the Knicks with runners at first and third. So it'll be a fielder's choice, the Schindler ground ball, and here's John Hofer at the plate. Moriarty ends up on third. Schindler over at first, and Hofer takes a strike called 0-1. Hofer 0-for-2 tonight. John back in the box. The count 0-1. Kultop ready. Going on the play is Schindler. Throw into center field. Sluzacek's throw sailed, getting by Jordan New. And another error on the Rockies gives the Knicks a 1-0 lead here in the sixth. So the base runner, Schindler, safe at second. Error on Sluzacek, the catcher. 2 outs and a swing and a miss by Hofer, strike 3. That'll do it for St. Nicholas here in the sixth inning. But they score 1 run on 1 hit, 2 errors, and 1 left on. After 5.5 It's St. Nicholas 1, the Cold Spring Rockies nothing. More Game of the Week baseball in a minute here on KASN.
Third base, number 21, Austin
Duffner. Bottom of the sixth inning, Austin Duffner will lead it off for the Cold Spring Rockies. They find themselves down by a run here at the bottom of the sixth inning. It'll be Duffner, Kelvin Kaltoff, and David Jonas facing Travis Hanson for the third time tonight. Duffner had a good night. He is 2-for-2 with a double and a single and the first pitch of ball to Austin Duffner and 1-0. Hanson looks down to Grant Morozek and the pitch. Duffner follows this one back and out of play. And the count, 1-1. One and one. Here's Hanson's pitch, and Duffner laces a single into right field. Boy, he is a hot hitter. Leadoff single for the Rockies here in the sixth. I'm going to bring Kelvin Kaltoff to the plate. Kelvin so far this evening, 0-for-2. Game of the week tonight brought to you by Albany and Richmond A&W, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, Pleasure Land Area Truck Center, the Greenwall Pub, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix of Munich Stock Center, Long Prairie, and Albany Chrysler Center. Stay tuned for our post-game show tonight. We'll name your Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game. That player will get a $10 certificate that they can enjoy over at either Albany or Richmond A&W. Pitch high to Kaltoff, 1-0, and now Kelvin swings at a high fastball and skies this over by third. Tanner Anderson looking up into that tough sky this time of night, makes the catch for the out. One out. And here's David Jonas. David, so far tonight, 1-for-2. Austin Duffner leads from first. Holding him over there. Andrew Bouch. Travis Hanson's pitch on the way. Low and outside. Ball one. One other count. Hanson works from the stretch. Pitch and Jonas skies this one in the infield. Bouch is doing a little dance, and that's going to drop. Bouch cannot make the catch. I don't think Holfer ever saw it, and Andrew Bouch, you could tell he was doing a little dance. He didn't know where it was, and it bounces away from him, and on to second goes Duffner, and that'll be an error on Andrew Bouch over at first. Boy, that was up in the air, too. An infield error. We'll bring Jake Hennon to the plate. Jake 0-for-2 tonight. Couple fly ball outs. Big situation here, though, with his team trailing by a run in the sixth. Travis Hanson's pitch, and Hennon pops this one over by first base. Bouch giving chase, and that'll be off the sports deck and into the parking lot. Beautiful sports deck here at Cold Spring Baseball Park. Just a long strike for Hennon. Bouch playing in front of the base runner over at first base. He's not holding him there, so Andrew just about in on the grass. 0-1 the count. Travis Hanson glances back to second. Hennon pops another one up, fouling out of play. And again, into the parking lot at Cold Spring Baseball Park. And the count 0-2 now to Jake Hennon. Home plate umpire does not have a broom whip, so he takes his shoe and just kind of wipes it off. Oh, to the count. Runners there leads from first and second. It's Duffner at second, Jonas at first. One out to the pitch. Hannon laces it to left center field. This is going to score Duffner. Jonas takes a big turn at second. He's headed for third, and now they're going to wave him in as Tommy Thicker telling David Jonas to go all the way, and he slides safely, and the Rockies take a 2-1 lead. RBI single for Jake Hannon, scores two. And the Rockies grab a 2-1 lead in the sixth. That is the eighth hit for the Rockies, already off of Travis Hanson. No activity in the bullpen yet. One out, runner at second. Austin Mayer at the plate. Hanson's pitch a little bit high for a ball, 1-0. So both teams played the first five innings with goose eggs, and they both have scored here in the sixth. Knicks get one run, Rockies get two, and it's 2-1, and the Rockies still batting. It's a little bit high to Mayer, and now the count 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, Hannon. Takes a pretty nice lead over at second. Hanson comes home, and Mayer takes a strike at the letters in 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Hanson works from the stretch. The pitch, breaking ball inside, and now 3-1. 3-1 the count. Virtually no breeze. It's a quiet night. Hanson, 3-1 pitch. Ground ball to second. Holper down on it. He'll make the play. 4-3 on the putout. Over to third goes Hannon. So Mayer retired for the second out. Here's Pat Hemmingson. Hemmingson so far tonight, 0-2 out of that number 8 spot in his lineup. You know, Mayer getting high fives from his teammates as he goes back into the dugout. And, you know, that's a big, big hit there by Austin Mayer, even though he was out on the play. Pushed it to the right side, got that base runner over to third. And, you know, now a pass ball, something gets away from the catcher, that runner at third has a chance to score. Pitches high to Hemmingson and 1-0. There's Travis Hanson pitch. There's a strike called. Throw back to third, and Hannon just gets back. Wow. Jake went back in standing up, and the home plate umpire did not have an angle on that at all. That throw went right to Tanner Anderson. A snap throw by Morozik. One ball, one strike count to Hemmingson. There's a strike on the outside corner and 1-2. Ball and two strikes, two outs, one on. 2-1, Rockies lead St. Nicholas. Travis Hanson works from the windup now, and Hemmingson swings through the pitch and misses. He's out on strikes. That'll do it for the Rockies in the sixth, but they take the lead, scoring two runs on two hits. There was an error and one left on. We played six at Cold Spring Baseball Park. It's the Rockies 2, St. Nicholas 1. We're back in a minute. It's Game of the Week on KASM. Randy Rothstein at Cold Spring Baseball Park. 2-1, the Cold Spring Rockies lead St. Nicholas as we make our way to the top of the seventh. Here's Grant Morozik. Calvin Kaltoff got in the distance so far for the Rockies. Pitch strike called, 0-1. The high leg kick, and just a little bit outside in the count, one ball, one strike. One the count. There's a strike called, and 1-2. 1-2. It's a little bit low, and now 2-2. 2-2. And a swing and a miss. Morosa caught on strikes. Calvin Kaltoff, his fifth strikeout of the night. Here's Hunter Hearns. Hunter, so far tonight, 0-2. Here's Hunter ripping it into left field, a base hit. So a one-out single for Hunter Hearns. That'll bring the top of the order in Robert Lutkin to the plate. Robert Lutkin so far tonight, 0-2. As Calvin Kaltoff delivers, here's a ground ball to Jonas at short. David's going to take it himself. Puts his foot on the bag, throws to first, and Jay Cannon cannot come up with it. The throw was right there, and Jake just had a drop out of his mitt. So they get the force out. Here's Dylan Rausch going to bat for Travis Hansen. Dylan, a ground ball to New at second. Jordan picks it up. He'll throw it to first. 4-3 on the putout, and that will do it for St. Nicholas here in the seventh. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We played 6.5. Cold Spring Rockies 2, St. Nicholas 1. Game of the week on KASM. We're back in a minute. Your game of the week on KASM being brought to you by the Albany Chrysler Center, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in the Munich Sox Center, and Long Prairie, the Greenwald Pub, Pleasureland RV and Truck Center, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, and Albany and Richmond A&W. Reed Emerson will bat here in the seventh inning, a 2-1 Rockies lead. Now, Travis Hansen was pinch hit for last inning. He's back in throwing here. As Reed Emerson takes the first pitch from Hansen, a strike called, 0-1. What's Reed done tonight? Reed is 1-2. He had a triple over Lipkin's head in center field in his last at bat. The 0-1 from Hansen, the breaking ball, a beauty. Strike 2 and 0-2. Two balls, 2 strikes. A little bullpen activity down the right field line for the Cold Spring Rockies.